You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you live in Flint, you are wondering if you'll ever have to stop worrying about water filters and bottled water and giving your kids a bath. It's been just about a year since the lid blew off what the world knows now as the Flint water crisis. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes can see an upside in Flint's struggles and a challenge to Michigan at large. Daniel, I don't think anyone can argue with the phrase that you used in your column today, giant government fiasco.
Well, I think that's right. And the other phrase that I think is important here is that accountability is absolutely necessary. And you write about this. Anytime you write about this, you have people screaming for the governor's head, metaphorically for certain, and sometimes I think literally. And I don't think that's going to change. But the thing that strikes me, and it struck me this week in talking to some people, is the degree to which a lot of influential and frankly moneyed interests in the state, from the state government to business leaders to foundations, are really training their attention on Flint in a way that they probably never would have even considered had this not happened. And I think that could be a net positive for the community as we go down the road a little bit. And they continue to work through monitoring early childhood education and medical support, getting nurses into schools, replacing fixtures in the schools. All that kind of stuff is vitally important. But I think the big question is what happens further down the road? And I see some forces aligning here that I think is very positive if you're from Flint.
Yeah, in fact, you pose that the question that's really the big key question, and that is how can Flint's cultural assets and human needs and public obligations be reinterpreted? So are we along the road of that reinterpreting and reimagining?
I think so. I think you're going to see in the next month or so, you're going to see more announcements from business of ways that they're going to try to be supporting the city. But I think we shouldn't kid ourselves that had this not happened, the attention wouldn't be on the city, and it would be still suffering in the kind of the post-industrial meltdown that it became. I mean, in a lot of ways, Flint is a victim of complacency and competition that laid General Motors low and eventually pushed it into bankruptcy. And Flint, in a lot of ways, and not entirely, was kind of left behind in all of that. And so now we're on the other side of this. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. I know that from a cultural perspective there, it's really surprising to me. The first time I went up there and really kind of with a different view and got a really detailed tour by someone, the cultural amenities that they have in that city are pretty amazing. I mean, they're maybe not on a scale of the city of Detroit, but they're pretty amazing. And a lot of that has to do with the automotive legacy. And that it was a lot of automotive money there, certainly in the post-war era. And so they have the building blocks there and of a great museum, a symphony. University of Michigan, of course, is there, right in the middle of town, essentially. There's a lot of stuff going on. My colleague Nolan Finley was up there recently, and he remarked about how many cranes were in downtown. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I think the community they clearly have not given up. Here, they're trying to fight back.
But I think the key is, and there is concern amongst the community that all these big players who came in from outside, you know, coming in, dropping off water, being involved, will go away and not come back.
Well, I think some of them will. You know, I think foundations typically stick around. You know, there's $125 million that have been committed by foundations, $100 million of which is coming from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation in Flint. I mean, that's huge. That's getting up close to grand bargain numbers in the context of the Detroit bankruptcy. And you're talking about a city that's, what, 1/6, 1/7 the size of Detroit. And so, you know, yeah, I think there are going to be some who are going to melt away. And I think it'll be interesting to see what happens when we change administrations in 2019, because this is going to be a long-running problem. But I don't think there's any question but what the Snyder administration stays very involved here to try and fix what was screwed up on their watch. And the governor is trying to salvage his legacy of two terms in Flint, because if there's one thing that has damaged any legacy he was going to have, it's the Flint water crisis.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with us via Skype. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.